Thank you. Oh, that's so cute.
I'm good too. Thanks for asking. That's fine. It's so lovely for you all to come out. Take a chance on a show that you don't know. Take a chance on me and my lovely guests here today. For anyone who doesn't know what the show's about, it's a really easy format. We've got three guests who are coming in who are all doing shows in the festival. So they've all got one last night tonight, including myself. So if you do find that someone strikes your fancy, feel free to look them up. They've all got like 7 or 9 o'clock shows or something like that, so you can make it. Like, you definitely can make it. I thought at least that far ahead. And my show is the show directly after this one. So if you like what I'm about to do like a small snippet, feel free to hang around. If not, that's fine. Just don't tell anyone. All right, so that's all for me. By the way, my name's Matt Harvey. I don't know if I said that up top, which is very unprofessional of me to not introduce myself. But what I've done today is I've gathered a little plethora of comedians who I think are very talented young people that you should check out in the festival. And I've seen all of their shows, and I can highly recommend all of their shows. So I'm going to bring my first guest on now. If you could please make her feel very welcome, Dr. Pam Rama.
Doctor. I am a real doctor, not a fake one for words, but a medical doctor. I became a doctor, my parents put a lot of pressure on me. They wanted me to, you know, obviously achieve things in life and also to add to my dowry. But I became a doctor so that when I told my parents that I really wanted to be a comedian, I would have the skills necessary to resuscitate them. Turns out you can't resuscitate one parent at a time, or you can only do one at a time. So what you have to do is choose. You just review your past Christmases and you choose. You just lock in and you go. Anyway, what are we talking about? You guys have a good festival? Look at you all in the back, just scared to come up front. We're not gonna pick on you. You're probably registering my accent. I'll tell you right now that I am from Canada. I am not from that other country, evil Canada. it really pains me when people ask if I'm American. It just hurts my Canadian soul. Just like it hurts Australians when people ask them if they're backpacker killers. Some of you are probably also registering the brown face. Yes, that is the sound of your white guilt. She's like, oh, she's bringing it up. Oh, she can read our minds. Gypsy. I find wherever I go, I have this conversation. People see that I'm brown, and then they need to know, what kind of brown are you? You know, like, ooh, are you the good kind? Are you the kind we've seen on Homeland? Or is there an unironic sombrero at home? Just fill us in, lady. I'll give it away. It's no big secret. I'm Indian. My parents are from India. I was born and raised in Canada. And then there you have it. That's the reaction that I get. For some reason, people are disappointed. Like, when I finally tell them, they're like, we already know one of those, don't we? IT guy at work. Really hoping for something more exotic. Fuck you! You are the kind of people who would own other kinds of people. Like, I have to, like, deal with, like, it's hard enough being Indian. Now I have to deal with, like, you know, your disappointment. You know, I'll admit it. You know, it's tough. You know, we've got the red dot. That's a weird look. You know, like, for the first 10 years of my life, I thought my mom was being targeted by a sniper. I was like, you're almost in his sights, Mom, but when is he going to take the shot? I'll never forget the day she put a bindi on me. I was like, what did I do? I'll clean my room, Mom. I swear I'll be good. Also, we've got the, Are there any brown people in the house? You know what I'm talking about? Puberty came with a mustache, or as I like to call it, nature's birth control, or the real oral contraceptive. I didn't take a pill in the morning. I would just comb out my mustache and say, this will keep away the nasty inseminators. And now for some math homework. What else can I tell you about myself? Well, I'm a Capricorn and a nervous menstruator. Does anyone know what that means? Not like I get nervous and then, like, it happens. That's not sploosh, no. You know when you're, like, you get sick or you get stressed out and it kind of affects your cycle? Does this happen to any of the women? Know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah! Happens to all the loose women I know. We're always texting each other like, oh my god, I was so scared. It was like 0.5 to a tri late. It's like half a trimester late. But, oh, thank goodness I'm menstruating like a champ now. Not to be outdone, I'm like, oh yeah? Well, it's not even lunch and I've already used 2 tampons. Some girls need a diva cup. I need a diva bucket. I mean, I feel like we don't talk about, you know, menstruation enough because it's actually, like, a very cool thing. Like, the way when women, like, all get together and then they sync up, what kind of mystical biology is that? That's like Bluetoothing with your ovaries. And here's a little scientific fact for you. Did you know that women will actually sync to the most dominant woman in the group? And she is called the Red Queen. We call her Beyonce for short. And speaking of bragging about your periods, maybe you guys have like some hippie friends, and I don't know if you've ever had this conversation, but they'd be like, ooh, I'm so in sync with nature. I menstruate on the full moon. Pam, do you have menses on the full moon? And I'm like, no! Stop menstrual shaming me, you freaking weirdo! But you have to be kind of proud of your period. I mean, I feel like a superhero. Like, I feel like you could survive a stab wound to the abdomen and live for 8 days. I don't know what you're thinking. Your period lasts for 8 days? It doesn't, but that's what I tell my boyfriend. I'm just kidding, I don't have a boyfriend. But, like, you know, your period's pretty magical. You're like, I am bleeding from a major organ, and I'm cooking dinner. Check me out! Thank you. We're getting to the end of our set. What can I leave you on? Oh, well, I was talking about body hair. I'll tell you about my favorite body hair. Like, you know, talk about that. That's great. Free, biologically inbred, natural birth control. But my absolute favorite would have to be my nip lashes for my monster eyes. And I call them my monster eyes because they're like pointing off in like crazy directions. Like this one like kind of points down like a sad bear. And then like this one is like pretty much giving the stink eye to the whole world, like, we got a problem. And the last one just looks straight ahead. Screams, what am I? That's my time, guys. Thanks for your attention. Now, I don't know the format of the show, but I think Matt is going to come back out. Yes? Here he is! 7 minutes, you told me.
Thereabouts.
Yeah.
7 minutes and 22 seconds.
Oh, look at that.
I got my phone right there.
Yes, that's how you can tell she's a doctor. She's prepared.
You're going to be on time to save lives.
Yeah, that's right.
It's not true, you can be late.
That depends on what you're saying.
Like, waiting in waiting rooms, that's like, it's like half the job.
If they're asphyxiating, I feel like you have to be on time. You sort of have to show up quickly.
Yes, yeah, sure. Yeah. I wanna debate your use of the word asphyxiate, but let's stick to comedy.
Me being wrong might be hilarious. Let's talk about your show. Rather
sure.
Than publicly humiliating me. I do that well
on
my own. Yeah.
Oh, same joke, microphone five. Do you want to know about my show?
Oh, I know about your show. These smart people here would like to know about your show. What's it called?
My show is called Kim Kardashian Causes Climate Change. Because she does.
Title. I don't know how any of you have missed that title in the
festival, but it's a great show. I'm going to give your rundown, because I don't want to give away anything you don't want to give away. So.
My elevator pitch is that it's a funny, inconvenient truth.
Yeah.
Because I think environmentalism needs a bit of a rebrand, you know? You can't really recruit people with inconvenience, Aldor. I don't know if you missed the message on marketing, but, you
well,
know.
I didn't get the Prime Minister, the
President. Prime Minister, oh, you
very
get the on the brain.
Very, yeah.
Oh, well, right, Australia, that's
yeah.
the country we're in.
Yeah,
right
yeah, that's where I live. Yeah, well, he didn't get that one, so like, clearly hasn't learned from his failed run.
Yeah, he doesn't know how to, like, I guess, work the media to his advantage.
He's just like, facts will be enough. Facts will definitely... No, facts are never enough. We live in the internet age, come on.
Yeah.
You invented the internet, Aldo, you should know.
Yeah, exactly. Use a meme or something. And that's what my show is. It's just basically 300 memes.
An inconvenient meme.
Conveniently hilarious memes is what I think you mean.
Yeah. Oh no, it's so funny. It's a great show.
Thanks.
It has a real strong positive message, I think, and I think people who go check it out will come walk away with something to think about, and it's like sort of a nice way to get that message across and to
yeah.
get sort of your.
I want people to feel like empowered by the environmental message. Like they, most people just sort of walk away and go, we can't do anything about it. But I turn it all around and I go, wow, you need Dr. Pam's prescription for planetary health. And it's wild. It ends with a global voting app.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I didn't want to spoil the ending, but yeah.
It's okay.
She's
yeah.
got a plan.
I've got a plan, guys.
Like, it's not just that she has noticed that things are poor. She's like, oh, I think there's actually a solution.
I've done a lot of research, and I think I could be Prime Minister of the world. And...
Basically. This is what you're all building towards.
Yeah. I'm gonna work that into the app. You know, like just like in like iPhone, like iTunes agreements and stuff. You never read the fine print, but that's what it will say. That like in the fine print, like oh, they voted for Dr. Pam to be president of the world, and then I'll stop all the garbage. That's my main ambition, to just stop garbage. You can argue the science of climate change if you're crazy.
So you're gonna be a garbage tyrant.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we need to close our biological, like our loops. I mean, is this turning into a science class?
It is.
should I finish my thought on that?
Yes, please.
Oh, thank you. you get a free ticket to the show. Tonight. Last show is tonight. Here's the thing. Every species on the planet creates waste that returns to the cycles of nature. They just nature is based on upcycling. It just goes around and around in a circle. Humans are the only species that create stuff that just builds up in geological proportions. And what I'm saying is, we need to close that loop. That's the premise of my whole plan. Yes, that is it. Not funny, but possibly doable. Saying, like, you take these chairs, stick them in a 3D printer, make a new car. It's possible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, stop all unnecessary production, like, right now. And, like, that means we're going to lose hairspray and makeup for a little while, but it'll be totally worth it because most people will have to quit their jobs to plant crops.
Leave some material for the show. Leave some material for the show.
No, let's do the show right now. The slide projector, if you please. What is the environment?
Please give it up for Pam Rockman.
Oh, thank you. Right. Thank you.
All right, we're going to bring our second act on. We're going in a slightly different direction with our second act, much less environmental. Please put your hands together and please make him feel very welcome, Mr. Jez Watts. Hey guys, last day of the Fringe. Is anyone else completely exhausted? Make some noise.
No, just okay. Well, yeah. I am wrecked. I don't know what like a 4 p.m. show is going to feel like, so I just want to start out with like a tester joke. Is that cool? We can all fill each other out, right? So I've been having a problem for a while. Anytime I walk into the supermarket, like in the dairy aisle, I just get uncontrollably aroused. And I'm sorry I looked you right in the eye when I said that. I didn't mean to make you into it. Sweet. I used to think I was crazy until I worked out why. It's because for some reason all the different varieties of cheese have been named after porn search categories. Like vintage, natural, hard, semi-hard, mature, blue flame. goat. You know, just like all the regular pawns. That's like a fun joke to do because sometimes people get excited and they'll call out their own cheeses. They'll be like, ooh, family style, or triple cream brie. She's a hardworking girl. And a couple months ago I was in Sydney, I was doing that joke, and somebody just called out, cheddar! Like, he just completely misunderstood the premise. He was just like, that guy's calling out cheeses! And I know cheese! So he called out cheddar, the whole room was silent, I didn't fit the premise at all, and I looked and he still had his hand raised, like, fucking nailed it! And I felt badly even hanging, so I was like, oh, this guy, he gets it? Then there was the sound of a whole crowd of people turning to each other all at once, just being like, wait a minute. Did we not get this? And I would like to think that night there was like a massive localized surge in Google searches for cheddar-based photography. Like, I think about that guy every day of my life. He's lovely. I have like a shitty walk. I strut, I swagger when I walk. Like, nobody likes a walk. I used to get bullied a lot in high school. People would like follow me around singing that Bee Gees song, like, you can tell by the way I use my walk, I'm a woman, no time. Like, you ever had the Bee Gees song yet until you fucking cry? Because I have. Doesn't feel good. Makes it very hard, hard, hard staying alive. That's a terrible joke, I apologize. But it is a true event. It is a true thing that happened. I got bullied a lot in high school. I get bullied a lot as an adult, honestly, still. But in high school, like, I think a lot of the reason for that is I never got into sports, like footy. Like, for me, there's nothing on the line in a game of AFL. I just feel like there's nothing to get me invested in the game. There's like a small change we can make to the sport of AFL that would get me invested every single game. It's the team that scores the most points. They don't get to win automatically. They just win the opportunity to fight in a battle royale to the death situation against their combined body weight, against the animals after which they are named. So like the Brisbane Lions have to fight four lions, the Adelaide Crows have to fight 1,000 crows, and like the Fremantle Dockers would have to fight, you know, just like a bunch of naked, beardy, tradies, touching each other's dicks together. Like, are you guys familiar with docking as a concept? It's too much for 4 p.m. Okay, no, cool. I will not do the rest of that joke, that's fine. The reason I had this strut, the reason I walk like this, is when I was 10 years old, my mother enrolled me in modeling lessons. And I would learn how to like walk up and down a catwalk, and then we would have like these modeling reviews where like the parents and the friends and the family would come. But I was under the impression as a 10-year-old that I was a professional child model. And that all the adults who were coming were my adult fans. Which, just on its face, cannot be a true thing, right? You can't be like a 45-year-old dude named Derek. You show up at a child modeling event, and they're like, oh, you're a parent, you're a friend of the family? He's like, nah, I'm just a fan. Like, you're not allowed in, right? That's a legal issue at that point. The reason I thought I was a professional child model was because my mother told me I was a professional child model as some kind of, like, elaborate scheme to build my self-confidence. I don't know, like, what her endgame was, right? Because eventually I stopped doing the modeling, and at 14, I asked her, I was like, hey, mom, why do those gigs dry up? Like, why aren't I professional child model anymore? And she was just like, oh, you were never a professional child model. I made it up. You know, any idea what that feels like at 14 to find out you are way less attractive than you had previously thought, and also way more of a huge fucking idiot as your mother laughs and smokes a cigarette drinking Chardonnay? I mean, I'm over it. I'm not over it, but it is in the past. I feel like you guys are not into this either. Okay, no problem. You guys do drugs? No, okay, nobody's made mistakes in their lives. That's fine. I've made mistakes. I have a tattoo over my heart of a yin-yang that my ex-wife made me get. And not even while we're together. It was a stipulation of the divorce. Like, I should have got my own lawyer. She really fucked me. I mean, she didn't. That's why we broke up. But still, 6 months ago I met a shaman. He said he was a certified shaman. I don't know who's certifying shaman, right? I don't know what kind of government body is taking care of that, and it's just like Centrelink directly, like, that's the closest you're gonna come, buddy, let's call it a career. But I met this guy, and he said he had ayahuasca. Do you guys know what ayahuasca is? Oh, the wheel? Oh, sweet. So everyone doesn't know, it's like a very potent hallucinogen, comes from South America. Supposedly it's the most potent hallucinogen known to man, right? And I've always wanted to do it. I was like, great, I'm in, what do we do? And he was like, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna load you and six people you never met into a minivan. I'm gonna drive you 3 hours outside of Perth, this abandoned farm I know, which should have been a red flag. But he was certified, so I trusted him, right? So we rode in the minivan, we drove out to this abandoned farm, and we're all sitting around a campfire. He says, what we're going to do is we're going to like, conduct a ceremony. You're going to set an intention. You're going to ask a question of the plant spirits, like what you want to learn from this journey. And the first guy got up and he said, plant spirits, I would like to see the beginning of the universe, and the end of the universe and understand the ultimate meaning of all human existence, which I thought was ambitious. We're doing a bunch of fucking drugs in the bush. But the shaman looked impressed, and he was like, Jess, you're next. And I was like, oh, I didn't prepare a question. Plant spirits, could I be high, please? And he was like, sit down, man, take it seriously. I'm like, sorry. The other guys all said their intentions. And we'll drink the ayahuasca. The way ayahuasca works is you drink it and become physically paralyzed for 45 minutes, and a shaman fucks you. No. But you do become physically paralyzed for 45 minutes. And so we all drink the ayahuasca, and then we all brought blankets. There's one guy that doesn't cover his head completely with the blanket. And 2 minutes into this 45 minutes of physical paralysis, a mosquito lands on his head and just starts going to town. And when we all sit up like 45 minutes later, he just has like a second head, like just this huge red welt. And at the time, I'm very angry at that mosquito for taking advantage of my friend. But then I put myself in the position of the mosquito. Like, he was just out for a late night snack. He had no idea he was going to spend that evening confronting the darkness of his own soul. You know, at least he could fly back to his mosquito friends and family. But what are any of us even doing with our lives, man? We are parasites. Next day, we're all sitting around the campfire, and I asked my friend with a second head. I was like, did you find out the ultimate meaning of all human existence? And he was just like, yeah. And he never fucking told me. Like, what a piece of shit! Guys, that's my set. Thank you so much. My name is Jess Rocks. Maddie, you're coming out.
Alright, so Jess, you're doing a shaman festival.
I am.
Let's hit that up first. What's it called?
So Jess Rocks, Absolute Zero, because I'm a loser. But I have a bit of a dirty comic, right? So if you're like, come, don't.
It's a good pitch.
Thanks, man. I'm brand. Yeah.
What else are you running? You have a couple of shows.
Oh, I mean, they're all done now. That's like the only thing left. Like, I was doing a lot of stuff in the fest, which is why I'm so exhausted. But yeah, I host like a late night show called The Nasty Show. It was like specifically like filthy and offensive and stuff. And also some other things as well. But, yeah.
Alright. So, they all go under the brand Infinite Jest. So I guess if people were to look...
Oh yeah.
When festival time comes around, we felt it.
Yeah, like Infinite Jest Comedy. Oh, we've got like a Facebook page or whatever. Yeah. Like, I used to run like a weekly show at the Flying Scots Room for like the last 5 years, but I'm just about to move away to Melbourne, so that show's all wrapped up. But yeah, every festival, like, we'll be doing more stuff in Perth.
So it's worth checking him out. He's a good guy. He's good fun. And if you like sort of like silly stories that are, you know, like a little bit dirty, but you know, not too offensive, but a little bit dirty.
Oh, no, I mean, I've got dirtier stuff,
yeah.
I was like, this is my 4 p.m. set, and still there were things you guys were like, no, man, back off from that one, yeah.
Like, we've come out of the daylight, we weren't expecting genitals, it's fine.
Oh, yeah, I closed with showing you my genitals, is that cool?
It's like we get everyone's consent first.
Yeah.
Go run along one by one, get everyone to sign a piece of paper.
That's what I have to do with my girlfriend as well. Yeah. She'll never sign. She never does.
No, well, that way you can't knock her up, you know. You can't lock her into that. Guys, please give it up for Jess Watts.
There you go.
So we have one more guest for you. And then we're going to bring her to the stage. And we'll have a slight format change. But she's come all the way from the UK, so please make her feel very welcome. Please put your hands together for Stephanie Lang!
Professional right from the start. Hello, fans.
Hello.
You all right?
Yes.
Yay, good. Thank you for having me. Right, so I wanted to start by asking, are you cool people or are you awkward people?
Cool.
Yeah, bearing in mind I can see you. I would say probably, yeah, most of you look like me. No offence. In that you were definitely losers at school, right? Yeah, but you're really trying to turn it round, aren't you? I'm quite an anxious person. I've been trying to think of ways to calm myself down, so I thought I'd get a tattoo. Will that help? Anyone else got tattoos in the house? But you and your good life choices. Do you have any regret?
No.
No. Sometimes people say no and then they're wrong. And what have you got? A
turtle.
A turtle? That's adorable. I kind of don't want to take the piss out of that. Excellent choice. Do you want to see what I got?
Yeah.
Yeah? Cool. I'm going this way, not that way. shave my pubes off to take them back on. Yeah. You choose a style and you stick to it. It's a mandala. So spiritual. Right, this is what I got. It says, breathe. It's a nifty reminder, isn't it? That I'm an asshole. It's not in the middle, though, is it?
No.
It's way over that way. And he drew it on with a Sharpie first. That's a warning sign, isn't it? And I said, that's not in the middle. And he said, yes, it is. And I said, okay. We'll sort this out later, will we? He's there forever. I really like showing it off, though, because I've been working out recently. So I'm always like, oh yeah. And I'm trying to convince myself that I've got a six pack, but unfortunately these lines are just from sitting there. Really sexy. This is a 4 p.m. show, so this is a weird question to ask, but can the two of you drink in tonight?
Yeah.
Woo. Woo. You're pointing to your friend. He's fucking wasted. So I gave up drinking 9.5 years ago now. Obviously I'm older than I look. I didn't stop drinking when I was 12. It's a tough childhood, guys. I'm 33. This is weird, isn't it? I'm a bit too adorable to be 33. Yeah. If I didn't smoke, I'd look like a fetus. So I gave up drinking because I used to drink in what some people might refer to as the morning. What am I like? And also because my body is a temple, right? My body is a temple in that a lot of tourists come in it. Is that too rude for this time of day? I was sat back there trying to decide how rude to be. You laughed at that. Fuck it, I'm going all in. I was doing some of that sex recently. Yeah. A nod from you, I'm aware of it. Any sex fans in? About three of you? Give it a whirl if you haven't done it. I can't really like it. I think it's brilliant. Look at that. That's how I do it. Anyway. Yeah. Thanks very much for this. Always grateful. So I was doing the fucking on a boy, busting out my moves. I was having a smashing time, really top notch. Boning was happening. But because I'm quite an awkward person, I made this noise. And I just want you to let me know if you've ever made this noise during the sex. Alright. It's a perfectly good 4 p.m. question on a Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. Okay. This is the noise that I made. Here we go. Everybody? Kind of hoping for an eye spot if this thing's happening at that point, to be honest. It was out of my face. That's something, isn't it? This end. I don't know why I didn't do a normal thing. What's a normal sex noise? I don't know. Yippee! The power of Christ compels you.
That's my favourite.
Put a baby on me. Yeah, freaks me out, that one. Right. Decide whether to do another joke or not. Okay, fuck it, it's happening. One more thing, right? You seem like a sexually wise audience. Yeah, you know what's up. Here's the thing, I want some advice on it. I have been offered a threesome. Should I do that? Inconclusive. So it's a guy and his girlfriend. He asked me in a Facebook message, weird, right? And he spelt it 3-S-U-M. Exactly, right? I don't want bad grammar in my threesome. Like, oh, me and you are going to finger her, are we? No, you and I are going to finger her. It's a grammar joke about threesomes, though. You should be impressed. I think what I'm worried about is that they'll turn up and it'll just be him with a puppet. This is my girlfriend. She's going to watch. Or because they're a couple, what if they have a really good time and I'm just a bit left out? In the corner poking at myself. Can I have a go on the lady? Never had a go on a fanny. Is that what you do? You're a brilliant lesbian, guys. Well, that's as good a point as any to bring that out, isn't it? I'm finished!
Movies for which three of their intellectual properties? They're the company that owns Transformers and G.I. Joe.
Barbie?
No.
That's Mattel. Damn.
The Wet n' Wild slide, but it's an adult movie.
If only. You want to take a stab? It's just like a kid's toy, basically.
They already did Battleship.
Battleship was a movie. I don't know if that's Hasbro, but it was a movie.
It wasn't terrible.
It was, yeah.
What's that one with the little ball and the mouse? Scribble Scramble.
Oh,
I don't know that.
I think it was called Mousetrap.
Yeah, like
Scribble Scramble. Better name.
Much simpler.
I can definitely see how that name comes about. That's actually
pretty good. Mousetrap, you have no idea what it's about, but no. Scribble Scramble.
I'm on top of that. Yeah, I'm all over it. I'll give it back. So, first one's Monopoly. And apparently, Kevin Hart is slated to do it.
Isn't it just life?
Aspect of Monopoly they want to explore, because originally Monopoly was created to be anti-capitalist.
Yeah.
And then Hasbro put their hands on it, and they turned it into Monopoly, and they screwed the lady out of the rights to the anti-Monopoly, and now they have a game called Anti-Monopoly, which is basically the version of that game. And Monopoly is the most capitalist game ever, because every brand has a monopoly, and companies have monopolies. Mm. Like the Sydney Lunar Park has its own
Stop
monopoly.
Doing my material.
It's insane. Second one is Play-Doh. I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know what the hell is going to be in a Play-Doh movie. And the third one is Furbies, which...
Resonates with the crowd.
Yeah. I mean, they either had one or they had kids with one, and they're like, no, never again. I thought they were dead.
It was just an hour and a half of people smashing them up with hammers.
Yeah. Well, I would pay to watch that.
I actually don't know what a Furby is. What is a Furby?
So, it's one of those, I don't know what shape it was supposed to be, but it was a small furry creature that, had floppy ears.
I'm just going to go, I still don't know.
And the idea was you taught it to speak. So it spoke in some sort of gibberish, and then it slowly learned to speak over time by the child interacting with it.
It was a bit like a Tamagotchi.
That sounds
annoying. Real needy. My sister had one, and they're super annoying.
I thought it was furries for a second. I was like, ooh.
that's a different adult movie.
You don't want to be
there
that
is a
audience.
Bunch of those movies already.
That is some matted fur.
I guess they've seen, because they've got two properties out already, I guess they've seen the potential of the cinematic universe, and they're the nostalgic cinematic universe. I don't know what they're going for. So Netflix is being sued by two groups. Does anyone know either of the...
Stan
and... based on recent productions that they've put out.
Ooh, which productions? Can we get a hint for that?
Yeah, actually, you know what? I will. But then it'll probably get a show, right? That's
fine. I see.
The estate of Ted Bundy, where he's just you have really misconstrued everything I was trying to do.
I'm actually a really great guy.
Sabrina, the Teenage Witch.
Oh!
And Black Mirror, the most recent Black Mirror Bandersnatch.
Whoa!
No. So, do we want to take any more guesses about what? Who the person is that's suing them, or why?
Is it the same person?
No, it's two different lawsuits.
So it's not RG Comics or something.
No.
I get all of my news from Jon Stewart's Daily Show, and since he hasn't posted in a few years,
you get no news.
Way behind.
You'll be sad.
Way behind. So Netflix, you say.
You should check out Full Frontal. Samantha Bee's pretty cool.
So the first one,
Samantha Bee's pretty cool. Full Frontal's
Full Frontal's very good. I highly recommend. So the Satanic Church is based for the inclusion of their statue of Baphomet, which was created in a 2014 Indiegogo campaign that they paid. So the design that they created was replicated inside the show, and they're not happy about the representation of the Satanic Church. So
you don't hear that a lot,
too.
They get a bad rap, guys.
Anyway, I've got a meeting starting after this.
And based on the fact that it's Bandersnatch, who do you think might be suing?
Oh.
Women in general, yeah.
I signed up for that class action. I will not find my snack band. Band who snatch?
No, it's the parent company of the Choose Your Own Adventure books.
I thought it
was going there.
They're called Choose Co. And it's because they trademarked the name Choose Your Own Adventure, which gets name dropped in the show. And they are saying that it's a stain on their brand because it's, it, I don't know, like, spoiler alert if you haven't watched Bandersnatch, there's a lot of murder and there's a lot of death in it. Because like, it's a Black Mirror episode, basically, the only way that you can get a good ending is to do all the bad things.
Like, anyone's reading Choose Your Own Adventure books anymore? When was the last time they had one of those?
Well, they're still in business, and I guess this is maybe their big go-over, because they're suing for $25 million, so I think they're like, this will put us back in the game! Finally! Yeah, it's a big one.
We'll get a new roof for our nerd burrow.
That's a little bit, it's burrows.
Alright. So what unconventional method did an Irishman use to try and cure his back pain?
Drinking! That's conventional, I guess.
It's not that unconventional. I'll give you a clue. It's based on a
bodily
fluid.
Based on a bodily
fluid.
That's cure for anything that is.
Based
Irish.
On a bodily fluid.
Yeah.
Is it cum?
Yep.
Hey! Wasn't
expecting
that.
I'll give you a point for that.
What was he doing?
We'll go into that. So he was doing monthly injections of his own semen.
What?
Injections.
So he's reversed the traditional uses.
Yeah. This.
Just like a man, right?
It's got to be good for something. I'm making so much.
Yeah, it's pretty magical.
It's good for your skin.
So apparently he was doing it for a year and a half. And eventually he went to a doctor because he had this weird, like, lump on his arm, which was essentially where it had all... Because he wasn't even injecting properly. He was just sort of sticking it in. And so he managed to get a bunch of it in, like, muscle tissue and in random areas.
I mean, it's probably better than, like, going straight to the veins, right? Like,
yeah.
It's going in a very, very unhealthy man.
You don't want to die from, like, a cum clot on your brain.
No, that's... somewhat embarrassing. And this case has been published in a medical journal because it's a medical first. Like, they've never seen a case which...
I think it's a medically first reported. I reckon this has happened before. Well, and people were just like, no, let's not tell anyone.
I'm going to live with this.
I kind of like the buddies from work, like, know about this.
Time we live in.
Right? The world is amazing.
But this could happen and then we could all learn about it.
We've got two more questions and then we'll see where we're at. So a 6-hour standoff in a California petrol station was brought to a halt after a police robot brought what item to the criminal?
Pizza?
No, it's a good guess. It's not close, but it's a good guess.
Marijuana cigarette?
Close up.
Oh. I feel like I just got a point for our team.
A needle filled with cum?
Yeah, he was working out. No. It brought a vape pen.
Hey!
So I'm
going
to give that to you.
Alright!
And then the police were like, let's just shoot it.
So, basically, this
just
what
leave
happened.
It to the Canadian. Fixing
the weed. There was a 6-hour siege, and the guy had like doused the petrol station in petrol. And he had asked for cigarettes, and they were reluctant to give him cigarettes, of course, because he doused the place in petrol. So, as like a compromise, they asked if he was okay with taking a vape pen instead. And he was. And then the siege was over. Like, that's what ended the siege. This robot came in and delivered a vape pen. So, a vape
this is what happens when you tax cigarettes so highly, guys.
One last one. So, a man won a $1 from a scratchy ticket. And he was granted a request by the lotto company. Can anyone guess what the request was?
$1.
That wasn't really a request. He won it.
A needle filled with semen.
They don't have that much money.
So he won $1.
He won $1.
And
he made a specific request.
Oh, did he want it like all in like
No, but I like where you're going with that. It's not like a terrible guess. It's quite like it's awesome. The delivery of the money is in a strange form. Yeah, that's it. That's what we're going for. It was a giant novelty check.
Oh no, I was gonna say drone.
It was a robot. Police robot brought it to him. He insisted on a giant novelty check. And they were like, yeah, okay. Even though it costs more than the dollar to make the giant novelty check. But I think it's smart on their behalf because that's like they're just getting a good puff piece out of it like that. It's really smart advertising. They're like, alright, sweet, yeah, we'll go with that. And he gets a photo in the newspaper and they're like, join, go play our lotto, look how nice we are.
But is that like, is that a great advertisement for the lottery? You too could win $1.
Everybody's a winner. Alright, basically out of time, guys. So, Pam Runner's our big winner today. And so, what was it? Over here? There's someone over here. No, you. It was him. Yes. I'll have a chat to you guys in a second. But please give it up for all my guests. Please go see them at the festival. Thank you so much, ladies and students. It's the last day of the festival, so you know, go see shows. Go check somebody out. Find somebody you don't know and check them out. I'm in this room for the next hour. So if you want to come back and check me out, if you don't already have a ticket, I'm happy to offer you $5 tickets. I'll be done by 6:30, so you'll still be able to check those guys out. But thanks, guys.